A reading from Luke 8, 1-3. After this, Jesus traveled about from one town and village to another, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. And the 12 were with him, and also some women who had been cured of evil spirits and diseases. Mary called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had come out, Joanne, the wife of Cusa, the manager of Herod's household, Susanna, and many others. These women were helping to support them out of their own means.
What I love about this, in just thinking about it, is that it really grounds us in ways that you ordinarily don't think about. This is actually giving us details of Jesus' ministry that might seem kind of irrelevant, but aren't. They're describing how he actually exists and how it's not only the 12, but it's these very important women who are supporting him as he's going from town to town. Anybody that's traveled on a tour or anything with the tour buses and all the feeding, we don't think about it a lot, but to do what Jesus is doing requires logistics. And this is kind of giving us a little bit of that picture. Yeah. There's also the picture of women are very important part of his ministry, even though, you know, in the society, they may have been on a second tier.
Yeah, that's the key element that really shines through in this spot is you use the words that women were important. Well, not in that world. Most of the social structure was set up against them. They weren't invited into power positions. They weren't invited to be a part of movements. They were always to be supportive way behind the scenes. But clearly, Jesus invites women in early. Unfortunately, none of the 12 disciples were female. That would have been nice. That would have been a real bold declaration. And I don't know the reasoning behind it. But clearly, Jesus affirms women. And even in the telling of stories, his stories aren't all stories that men are the heroes and the ones who are mentioned, there are women in those stories. From the very beginning, Jesus is inclusive of women. And really, when you take a really deep look at the Bible, you begin to see that this was the case. The Bible is speaking countercultural. And we would like it to be far more glaring and far more obvious. And then there's always those difficult passages where things are said about women's actions, especially in the epistles. But when you understand it on the basis of the backdrop, you need to read from the general to the specific. Those biblical writers were speaking to specific situations when certain women were being encouraged not to speak out and do certain things. The Bible declares God's not really interested in gender. God's interested in giftedness and invitation, and women are invited into the Jesus story and play prominent roles throughout.
I loved how you, in talking about this, went back into the Old Testament, because the old Bible, entire Bible, confirms what you're saying. I'm just thinking of two important figures in the Bible, Ruth and Esther. Both of them play these incredibly important roles.
Well, you can go even back further than that. Deborah is a judge ruling the land for a long time, which is very significant. And go back even further, Miriam, the fact that Moses and Aaron and Miriam are a triad of leadership, and the significance that she plays in some of the bold declarations she has. And we need to speak this message more, because the overall message is one of inclusion, and we can't allow people to take certain passages and be gender exclusive. In fact, God delights in referring to himself in his own revelation with female descriptions.